This is Zeta 101, we need above top secret.com member podcast to Skeptic Overlord and UFOs and Aliens pod thread. Hey Skeptic, I understand you completely, man. I mean, why would an advanced civilization like that bother to come and check us out? I mean, with all their space traveling abilities, why would they come to this piece of rock? You know, but I don't know. I'm still with the idea that they're curious, and I mean we're curious. We're a curious race. I mean we study lots of things: ants, insects, things, microscopic things. You know, and even though they might seem insignificant to us, and maybe we seem insignificant to them, it's still, you know, it's still there. And that's the reason why some people study ants and other living insects and even leaves. But what I'm trying to say is, I think that if other life forms are actually coming to this, you know, planet to check us out and keep an eye on us, it's not because they're afraid we're gonna blow them up or afraid we're gonna blow us up, but it's because they want to study us. They want to know what we do. They want to know how we do it, and maybe they want to remember. You know, if you've been living like this for millions of years, maybe they've lost something, you know? Maybe they've lost a sense of feelings, you know? Maybe they've lost something that we have. And they want to remember that. They want to analyze it. They want to know what makes us different from them, you know? It's basically what we would do to animals, you know? Like, what's the difference between a cow and a dog? You know, but I think that they don't really care if we blow ourselves up or not. I mean, I think I know that they'll be, you know, upset, be like, oh man, well, the humans finally blew themselves up. But I think that they will be, you know, curious to try and study us more closely or from far away. And if they have the technology, I just want to give this point out. Why would you have such technology in the first place if you don't want to find life? I mean, if they've been living for millions of years and they have the ability to go from, you know, great distances across space, it's not just to look at asteroids or comets or gas giants. No, it's, you know, it's maybe to find life. And maybe we didn't have to make noise. Maybe they've been on this quest for quite a while. I mean, come on, this race has been living for millions of years, and millions of years is a really long time. And what do you do in that time when you have technology that you can go across stars and other solar systems? Then you try to search other life forms. Try to see if there are other beings that have such technology or that are just living, you know? And that's why I think that we didn't necessarily need to make noise. That I think that they found us. We didn't call them. And recently, since they found us already, they, you know, we've gotten too much attention so far. And, you know, there are some theories that we've gotten visited since long time ago in ancient times. Maybe anything's possible. So maybe they found us recently, or maybe they've already found us like many years ago, maybe thousands of years ago. So yeah, that's what I think. And Skeptic, thanks for bringing this pod thread back. It was kind of dead, so thank you for that. And I guess that's it. That's my opinion. So, like Skeptic said, who's next? This has been an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply by Seda 101.